in love starting now?
Would be a very difficult thing to do if one was on the edge of the Niagara Falls, because one might end up in the drink. That is not the particular substance that Peter Jones had in question when he lost the subject to me a couple of moments ago.
And can you put him,
sir? Deviation. The subject is falling in love. We've had a lot of stuff about Niagara Falls. We've had a lot of stuff about Peter Jones. We've had nothing about falling in love.
He was deviating. You don't need to emphasize the point. I agree with the challenge. He deviated from falling in love. And 28 seconds on falling in love, starting now.
This happened to me at the very early age of 6 and a half.
Henry Kelly challenged.
If it happened to him at 6 and a half, it was deviation.
Now, Henry, let's be fair about this. You could fall in love at 6 and a half, and it could be a lovely little childlike, infantile love.
You're a lovely chairman. Marvellous. Very good. No good job, you see. Very efficient.
And there are 23 seconds for you on falling in love, Kenneth, starting now.
As the poet says, it may be make-believe, but we all feel a little better by having had the experience and become somewhat lyrical in the process. And says, music with the food of love play on in me excessively, the sickening, the appetite may die. Oh, how beautiful it all sounds. I feel...
Well,
I should have said surfeiting and I said sickening. I'm going wrong.
But you were so carried away and so flamboyant in your gestures.
Yes, it don't take much to get me going. No.
Just a bit of falling in love with the same audience. So you kept going in spite of hitting Cameron Floyd over the head as you gesticulated there till the whistle went. And you now have more points at the end of that round, including one for speaking as the whistle went. And you're in a commanding lead for the first time. And you also begin the next round. The subject is electrifying the audience. What an apt subject to follow your last demonstration in the show. And there are 60 seconds to talk on that one, starting now.
I saw Nellie Wallace at the Vaudeville electrifying the audience when she sang Ten Breathless Quills, a Monkey and a Cow, Two Old Ladies and a Barmaid from the Plough, Up Hill, Down Dale, How the Rankin Rang. Oh, what a wonderful time we had. Bang, bang, bang.
Well, before you got your repetitious bang, 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 Clement Freud pressed his brother and challenged you. What was it,
Clement?
Yeah,
he would, wouldn't he?
What was it, challenge?
He hit me 4 times.
Yes, he is in a very vociferous and eclectic form today. His gestures are wider than ever. So what was your challenge besides that?
Repetition.
Of what?
Hitting me.
Oh! Well, actually, he's allowed to hit you as often as he likes, though it's not actually with
another new rule.
Not a new rule, but...
That was the last program.
It's not... there's nothing about it in the game which says he mustn't, so I suppose I mustn't allow it until Kenneth, he can continue with electrifying the audience with 45 seconds, starting now.
In Bernard Shaw's criticism of our theatre in the 90s, he said, only electrify the theatre when...
Clement Freud challenge.
Theatre.
Yes, because you talked about Nellie Wallace in the theatre before.
Oh, I see. Mm. Well, it is electrifying the audience, and I suppose you'd only find them in a theatre, wouldn't you?
That's right.
Yeah, in a church, it's called the congregation.
Yes. But you repeated the word theatre, so Clement got in, and there are 35 seconds on.
Oh, well, let's hope we're going to hear something witty from him then. Let's hope it's going to... I think it'll be a forlorn hope, but still, let's hope.
Oh, yeah, we're all
making breath here, aren't we, for this?
He's all busy.
Oh, yes.
Are we? Holding forth. What's he going to hold forth on?
Electrifying the audience.
Oh, yes.
So, Clement, Kenneth's put you up to it. Can you take over with 35 seconds starting now? Kenneth, you challenged. What was your challenge?
Well, he's not starting.
Deviation, of course.
I didn't hear you.
And you have 32 seconds on electrifying the audience, starting now.
The thing to do is to pass an electrode underneath their feet and make them all very wet indeed, and you would succeed in electrifying them all, you see. Of course, it would have to be a minor shock, otherwise you'd be a mass exterminator. The audiences would cease to be. Theatres would be empty, and people would...
Peter Jones, a challenge.
Repetition of theatres.
Peter, how nice to hear from you.
Well, thank you very much. Very nice.
He did repeat the word theatre, because he'd used it before Minnelli Wallace and with Elaine... Ellen Terry, and there are 6 seconds for you, Peter Jones, electrifying the audience, starting now.
I wouldn't put 230 volts through them. I think perhaps 115 would be sufficient to...
And they let him get away with the 115.
We let him get away with it. Henry and I both acknowledged him, but we let him get away with it, because you know why?
What?
We're naturally gallant, you see, and... charming, good-mannered, well-mannered. You know.
Speak for yourself.
Oh.
Really? But anyway, Peter Jones got a point for speaking as the whistle went. He's now got 2 points, but Kenneth Williams still out in a strong lead. Clement Freud and Henry Kelly have won, and Henry begins the next round. Henry, the subject is what I keep in old jam jars. Will you tell us something about that in the game, starting now?
Basically, what I keep in old jam jars is a sort of a strawberry doobries which has seen better days. That is to say, what else would you keep in old jam jars except something that you probably wouldn't really want to eat at the moment that it was made? You wouldn't want to spread it on toast.
Clement Freud, challenge.
You wouldn't want to.
You wouldn't
repeat.
Want to.
That took you ages.
No, he was being generous. 40 seconds for Clement on what I keep in old jam jars, starting now.
What I keep in old jam jars is primarily old jam. Strawberry, raspberry, cherry, pear, ginger-flavoured marmalade, which is also a kind of confection, which is akin to jam.
Clayton Jones' challenge.
Which, he said.
Which
twice.
Is, yes, he repeated that. So, Peter, you got in with 28 seconds, what I keep in old jam jars, starting now.
I keep air. Whenever I go on holiday, be it to Frinton-on-Sea or Llandudno or Albuquerque, I open a jam jar and allow the air of the country to go into it. Slap the top on.
He hesitated immediately.
He came to
didn't
a shuddering halt. Yes, all his air in his jam jar.
Yes.
What a bizarre life he leads. The things that are revealed in just a minute. Kenneth, you've got in with 12 seconds on what I keep in old jam jars, starting now.
I keep in old jam jars screws and things like, you know, nails, because they're very handy if you're short of that sort of stuff. And the other thing I put in a jam jar is...
So once again, Kenneth Williams was speaking as the whistle went and has increased his lead. And not only has he got this lead, but it's a commanding one. Clement, will you talk on the subject of genealogy with 60 seconds to go, starting now?
When I was born, I achieved a moment of great fame in that I was the youngest person in the whole world for that short moment when I came onto this earth.
Henry Kelly, challenge.
I think in this game, if you say into, onto, onto...
I think I would have interpreted as hesitation.
Start of the hesitation.
Henry, you have 44 seconds. Genealogy starting now.
It is a very interesting subject to examine because it will allow you to discover who your parents were, your grandparents, a hyphenated word I trust you will note, and indeed, if you had either of those particular groups in your genealogical tree. I want...
Clement Freud, chance.
It would be impossible to have a genealogical tree without parents and grandparents.
So, Clement, with that good challenge, you take over the subject of genealogy, and there are 27 seconds left, starting now.
I come from a very long line of people, and I challenge...
Henry Kelly, challenge.
Ridiculous.
Yes. You couldn't come from a long line of animals, could you? Yes. So I disagree, yes, but you... A nice point, Henry. And so you still keep the stuff. You don't look so surprised, Clement. It's all right. You have another point for being interrupted. 23 seconds, starting now.
On my paternal side, they were all called Freud, whereas on my mother's, they had all sorts of names, some of which I now forget and others I never knew. My wife
who is here sitting in the first row, has an enormously eclectic number of relatives, many of whom I've met and some of whom came to
Peter
our...
Peter Jones Challenge.
Repetition of relatives.
No.
Yes.
Yeah.
No.
No. No. He didn't say
that. Nobody remembers but me.
relatives.
No, no.
No.
Relatives. Yes. So, Sir Clement, you still have the subject, and there are 2.5 seconds on genealogy starting now.
Fluitt is a very good name indeed.
So, Clement Croy got a large number of points in that round, including the one for speaking as the whistle went, and he has moved forward, but Kenneth Williams is still in the lead, and Peter Jones begins the next round. The subject, Peter, is petty cash. Will you tell us something about that in the game, starting now?
Well, cash is never petty unless it belongs to other people. One's own is always important. If I could persuade every old age pensioner to send me £1, I should be comparatively wealthy. I wish I were able to do that.
Challenge.
Well, he just stopped.
I know he did. I think he was
able. And he made his radio appeal for charity.
I think he was shattered by the thought of his appeal.
It was the sheer effrontery of it.
Yeah, the sheer effrontery.
Stopped me.
Appealing to the old age pensioners. My goodness me.
Yes, I take that back.
You only appeal.
You didn't get anything yet.
You're just about to join them, aren't you? The Kenneth, you had a correct challenge, and you have 42 seconds on petty cash starting now.
Well, I believe it's what's kept in the office for a sort of, you know, everyday float expenses that will be encountered by the office junior, or perhaps the secretary who has to go out and purchase some stamps or something of that nature. I don't really know an awful lot about petty cash, and certainly nobody's ever said to me, it is at your disposal. I would rather like it, because I deal largely in paper, and I have to always insist at the bank that the notes are clean, because I can't stand germs. And I've always thought when they look dirty and wrinkled, I'd get some terrible disease, you know, because it's easy to catch these things, you know. They can be easily passed on to...
Once again, Kenneth took the subject and kept going magnificently till the whistle went, and not only got that extra point, but has increased his lead. And Kenneth, you also begin the next round. Diogenes, will you tell us something about him in this game, starting now?
What is very little known about Diogenes is that he was initially a bit of a rake and led a dissolute life, until he came under the influence of Antisthenes in Athens, and then devoted himself to the school of Cynic philosophy, advocating eschewing all luxury, no interest in the arts, but saying hard suffering must be my lot. And he sat in this barrel where he was visited by the Emperor Alexander, who said, what should I do? And Diogenes replied, get out of my light. And he went away saying, if I had to be another man, I would be Diogenes.
Well, once again, Kenneth Williams with his... erudition and knowledge kept going on a subject from beginning to end and without interruption, so he gets a point for speaking as the whistle went, and a bonus point, and has increased his lead way ahead, for the first time, I think, for a long while, way ahead of everyone else. Henry Kelly, will you take the next round? The subject, spaghetti. Will you tell us something about that stringy subject in just a minute, starting now?
The most interesting thing about spaghetti is that there was once a television program on the British Broadcasting Corporation a number of years ago, in which it was decided that because it was April Fool's Day, they would try and trick members of the Italian nation. Not a lot of people know that that particular country is actually run by real people. There is a rumor, there is, that it is in fact organized by a group of gentlemen known as the Mafia, as opposed to Ireland, which is run by a group of gentlemen known as the Murphy. On this particular day, it's coming after the 31st of March, it was decided to trick people and pretend that spaghetti could in fact be grown in the Cotswolds. Not only that, it could be grown anywhere in Gloucestershire. It could even be grown up as far north as Manchester.
Peter Jones, a challenge.
Well, repetition of growth.
Yes, you let the second one go, but you picked him up on the third. Yes,
it was going to be a great story.
15 seconds for you, Peter, on spaghetti starting now.
Fettuccine and linguine are other types of pasta, but perhaps the most popular the world over is spaghetti, which can be served with tomato sauce or with a meat sauce, which I never...
Clement Freud, a challenge.
Repetition of sauce.
There were two sauces, yes. Right, yes. And so Clement got in with 2.5 seconds on spaghetti, starting now.
Spaghetti is a cross between vermicelli and macaroni.
Well, Clement Freud has moved forward in that round. Kenneth Williams is still our leader. Clement takes the next round. The subject, Clement, homemade beer. Will you tell us something about that in the game, starting now?
It's an extraordinary thing, but I've never tasted nice homemade beer. Homemade food, homemade wine are delicious and acceptable, and one tends to say, I would prefer to have it in the comfort of your four walls
Henry Kelly
and out in a restaurant.
Well, either he has a respiratory infection, or that was a hesitation.
I agree with the hesitation, and you have 46 seconds on homemade beer starting now.
Although I would tend to agree with the honourable member for the said constituency that I, too, have never tasted anything remotely like a decent homemade beer. On the other hand, I can appreciate that there are people who are dedicated to the pursuit of organizing themselves so that they, in fact, do hardly anything else in their lives except go to the supermarket and buy this liquid in a box. I ask you, could you possibly believe anything that you bought in such a receptacle could actually be liquid? Yet they buy it and they take it.
Clement Freud, challenge.
Repetition of liquid.
Yes. Clement, you have 13 seconds on homemade beer starting now.
There is a factory on the south coast of England where homemade beer sits. Are sold, and you can get for the price of £8.75 some.
Henry Kelly challenged again.
He breathed.
Yes, and I would interpret that as hesitation too.
Correct.
2 seconds on homemade beer, Henry, starting now.
As I was saying when I was so strangely interrupted.
So Henry got some points in that round. He's moved forward into third place ahead of Peter Jones, and Clement Freud's ahead of him, and Kenneth Williams is still our leader. Peter, the subject is an odd fact. Will you start with it as usual, 60 seconds beginning now?
I suppose it is an odd fact that I'm here at all after so many years, since I am quite incapable of speaking without hesitating, insulting the chairman, and often repeating myself, let alone the pauses that are sprinkled through every utterance that I make, perhaps. But I...
and it's an odd fact, but you hesitated and Kenneth Williams got in, and there are 37 seconds on odd fact, Kenneth, starting now.
I've got toes which overlap, and the chiropodist said you should have an operation whereby we straighten them. And I said, why? He said, because later on in life, you will find yourself wandering along as one afflicted. Instead of your usual buoyant gait, I said, you're very sweet. So I described it. He said, I certainly would.
Well, I will tell you an odd fact, because Kenneth Williams always gives good value, but he often finishes in fourth place. He's not only in the lead, but he keeps increasing his lead. He's way out ahead of everybody else. Henry, I think we're entering the last round. We'd like you to take it. The subject is limelight. Will you tell us something about that in the game, starting now?
Limelight is said to be a very interesting thing to be in. I would not know. I has never entered it. Now, the thing about it is that there are various ways, I understand, in which one can cross the threshold from the darkness and be a person like many of the distinguished people who are here in this panel tonight. As you know, I am just a mere guest. The Clement Freuds of this world, the Kenneth Williams, the Peter Joneses. And I...
Kenneth Williams challenge.
Well, he's practically gone into diminuendo. I can hardly hear him.
Some of them the back here have dropped off.
Yeah. So what was your challenge?
Well, inaudibility. Deviation. And,
yes, because he said the word the four times.
That's right. I meant to say that. Yes. That's
and
right.
And he referred to Kenneth Williams and me as being in the plural. He said the Kenneth Williamses and the Peter Joneses. There's only one of us.
There's only right. one Kenneth one Williams, definitely. Yes.
Between the three of them, they've managed to get a challenge.
Kenneth, I agree with your challenge. There are 35 seconds on Limelight starting now.
Well, it was a very good film, you know, but they ruined it with that daft music. Now, what they should have done was to have me, and I phoned up Hollywood, and I said...
Henry Kelly challenge.
If I'm going to be challenged on they three times, he can be challenged on it twice. Well, you have to think to him. You have to be a guest. He's a guest.
You are right, Henry, and you take the subject back with 27 seconds Limelight starting now.
Also, it might be said that it is the type of life which would come were one to take a lime, that wonderful fruit, first cousin of a lemon, second cousin of an orange, third cousin...
And Clement Freud Child.
Well done, Clement.
Cousins. All those cousins.
All those cousins, yes. Clement.
Speed of the man.
You have Limelight, Clement, and 17 seconds starting now.
Just before Kenneth Williams phoned Hollywood to see whether he could be in the film, I went to the Haverstock Hill Odeon wearing a school cap which was pink with a Maltese cross upon it and paid 1 3d to see that motion picture for myself. And I thought Charlie Chaplin gave one of the very great performances.
Clement Freud brought that round to an end, gained an extra point, and it also brings the show to an end. So let me give you the final score. Peter Jones, who a few weeks ago triumphed magnificently, unfortunately finished only in fourth place, but as always, it's not what the points they gain, but what they contribute. And as usual, it was fairly evenly divided. Then came Henry Kelly just ahead of him, then Clement Freud. But the man who took the lead at the beginning, kept the lead throughout, who electrified the audience... and never faltered for a moment, this week's winner, Kenneth Williams. So your remark, Kenneth, about I never win, but I don't mind, has come true. You have won, and you do mind, and the audience minded, and they show their appreciation. We hope you've enjoyed the show this week. We hope you want to tune in again at the same time next week when we all take to the air and we play Just a Minute. From then, from all of us here, goodbye.
The chairman of Just a Minute was Nicholas Parsons. The program was devised by Ian Messiter and produced by Pete Atkin. ¶¶